Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I am your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, I actually began my career training telephone sales reps to communicate with impact and influence over the telephone. I was actually an expert in communication techniques for virtual teams before anyone was even talking about virtual teams. So in this mini podcast, I will offer you one big tip, tool, or technique that you can use right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. Let's get started. Today's episode is entitled, The Number One Way to Develop Vocal Variety. So here's the scenario. You are leading a conference call, or maybe you're attending a conference call, and all of a sudden you notice for yourself that your voice is now going into a monotone, and you're just reciting the facts, and you're being very transactional, or maybe you're attending a conference call, and this is the way it's being led. The leader of that call is just speaking in a monotone. It's boring. Everything's flattening out. The energy level's dropping, and so on and so on. And this is especially challenging when the speaker has a compelling message, or at least a very important message, a high stakes message, and they still lose vocal variety and drop into a monotone. So let's talk about the number one way to develop vocal variety so that you make sure you keep your listeners engaged at all times. So the solution to no vocal variety is to really make sure that you have some vocal variety. And the number one way to do that is to be fully emotionally engaged. Now, I know that sounds crazy. I know that may sound a little abstract. So let me tell you exactly what I mean. Now, vocal variety is really just the way that you communicate vocally. And it's made up of four things: pitch, tone, tempo, and volume, right? So pitch is really, just like in music, it's about high notes and low notes. It is about your voice inflection and raising your voice up into a higher register, or maybe bringing it down really low to make a point. Or maybe it gets really high when you're excited, right? So that's pitch. Tone is about the emotion that's conveyed by your voice. So your tone imparts meaning. So a listener could interpret that you are angry based on how you're using your voice, or that you are really, really, really happy based on how you're using your voice, or that you are really, really, really sad, right? All that has to do with tone. Tempo is just what it says. It's the rate of speech. So how quickly or slowly you're speaking. Do you use pauses? Are you going at a rapid pace like I am? And then number four was volume. That's obvious, right? How loud is someone speaking? How softly is someone speaking? So that's what volume is all about. Now, the thing is that underneath all of this that I've just explained is emotion. Your voice is an instrument of your emotion. Your voice reflects your emotion. So think about this. Think about the last time you were on a phone call, a personal phone call, where some very serious or engaging news was being delivered. Either bad news was being delivered or really happy news was being delivered by somebody you really cared about. And think about how they had incredible vocal variety, right? Even if it was a sad or tragic event they were conveying, they used pauses, they used tone of voice to really get the message across. Or if that conversation was a happy or joyous conversation, you may have had some high pitch and different pitches and a fast tempo, right? So think about that phone call and how engaged you were and how much vocal variety that person had. And if you peel back the layers of the vocal variety, you'll see that underneath it all was the emotional state of the speaker and the emotional engagement of the speaker. So that's how you get vocal variety. As a coach, I'm frequently asked, how do I get vocal variety? How should I have my voice inflection go up here in this part of my speech? Or should I have my voice do this? Or should I speed up here? Or should I pause here? And very rarely will I give that kind of coaching feedback. I might say, add a pause here, add a pause there. But the main thing I'll say is, if you feel it, your audience is going to feel it. If you feel it, your voice is going to reflect it, and then the audience will feel it. So the number one way to develop vocal variety is to be fully emotionally engaged around your message. If it's a great message you're sending out on the conference call to your virtual team, then you have to be all in, and you've got to show that enthusiasm and that passion. If it's a complex message, then you need to show the appropriate emotion at the appropriate point in the message. If it's a sad message or you want to really let them know that you're really, angry about something or want them to step up and perform, you've got to let the audience know. You've got to be fully engaged emotionally so that it reflects in your voice and the audience gets the message. So that is the number one way to develop vocal variety in your conference call. So here's your action step. I want you to forget all about vocal variety, all about pitch and where your voice should go up and where it should go down and where you should do this and where you should do that. Forget about all that stuff. And I want you just to get engaged, be engaged, be all in that message, be present and give it all you have. And your voice will take care of itself. Okay, so that's my tip. Let me know how it works. Now, you can certainly share this information with me and with the rest of the group on our LinkedIn group, which is the Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams group on LinkedIn. You can join that group and share your results there, or feel free to email me directly. So I am Rasheryl McCreary. I am your host, and I am signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.